Alright, so this next song is a song that I wrote about 21 years ago. I talk to you like Bill Clinton if you want to. I don't even like them. I wrote this next song about the one woman that really broke my heart.
Oh.
Looked a lot like you, actually. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you. But it's okay, Jake, because I've been thinking about her all night. And I've been thinking about how if I had stayed with that woman 21 years ago that looked a lot like you. Is that your girlfriend, man? No.
He's trying to make sense.
That's a good thing, because anybody who's this woman's girlfriend is going to get hurt real, real bad. Now, I was thinking about how if I had stayed with that woman that looked like her 21 years ago, I was thinking about all the other beautiful women out there that I would have, like, not been with, you know, and missed out on.
What the hell are you talking about? That's bullshit.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'm lying. I would have gone ahead and been with all of y'all, too. As beautiful as you were, I would have gone ahead and had most of the rest of y'all, because I'm a man, and that's what men do. Got a few men in here. Let me ask y'all something. How many of you folks are having an affair right now? How many?
Hands up.
Come on. Who out there is doing some cheating right now? How many?
Two.
We got like three honest people out here.
Uh-oh.
And the rest of y'all are all a bunch of liars! Liars. Look, this is not my opinion. This is science. There have been a bunch of reputable studies done on this subject. In fact, I looked at the Scottish government's website. It turns out, according to the Scottish government, 12% of all men in Scotland, that includes you, 12% of all men in Scotland are raising kids that are not their own, and they don't know it.
I mean,
not my numbers, your own government. Of course, this is the same government who built that building with the video game controllers on it and called it a parliament. It's the same government that put a tram system down on Princess Street. They got to tear it up and build again. So they might not know their ass from a hole in the ground. What do I know? But I'll tell you this. The University of Zurich in Switzerland also did a study, and they say that 3 out of every 4 men and about 2 out of every 4 women will have at least one cheating situation in the middle, or towards the end maybe, of every long relationship they have. This is not my opinion, people. This is science. So what this means is, statistically speaking, a lot of you folks actually are having an affair right now. But I understand that Edinburgh is a small city. I've kicked around here a bunch. I know everybody knows everybody. Hell, I know Scotland's not that big of a country, really. Everybody knows everybody. And that means you gotta keep this shit quiet, you know, I understand. We could be the only honest people in the whole room right now because we're gonna play 2 more shows in Scotland, tomorrow in Aberdeen, the next night in Stirling, then I'm getting on my motorbike and I'm riding to Norway. And that means, honey, I don't want to or need to know what your real name is. And I ain't gonna tell you mine. I'm not gonna fall in love with you. If you got kids and there's your mamas and your husband's on that business trip, that's what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying to the rest of y'all is that when your relationships go bad, and all of your relationships will go bad, because you're all a bunch of lying bastards, scumbag motherfuckers, just like I am, and you know you are deep in your black hearts.
Testify, lay that truth down.
Well, that's when this next song is going to be there for you. You can buy it honest, it's on the Let There Be Rockgrass album, or I'm sure there's plenty of places you can download it for free. It'll be there for you, like it was there when I wrote it, when a girl looked a lot like you.
It's all her fault.
When a girl looked a lot like you started sleeping with her psychology professor. Give me a G chord there, bro. The first color your job until the day you come back. So I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a job. Hallelujah, God. You thought you took everything, but you left something behind for me. I scooped it out and I bottled it up.
Wow.